The highlights of my fashion year are finding a new cardigan in a slightly different shade of grey from last year's, and the ritual purchase of a new pair of fat pants that don't breach a United Nations Convention Against Torture and other cruel, inhuman or degrading treatment. So I've got to thank our host Damien Christie for plugging the stupidity hole between the Feast of St. Patrick and April Fool's Day so fabulously. Web retailer Mr. Vintage has released a new pair of t-shirts that are charmingly described on its websites as follows. It's hard to believe, but it was way back in 1994 that these fine prints came to the nation's attention during the Bain trial. It's only taken 15 years, but they're well and truly back in fashion with these sweet little numbers. I've got to admit that in 1994 I was basically permanently hungover, so David Bain's allegedly notorious pullovers weren't really registering. But a man being tried and convicted for murdering his whole family? That stuck. And in 2009, with the economy rapidly going down the gurgler, I don't think I'll be dropping 25 bucks on a t-shirt where the joke is so obscure, I don't get it. In fashion as in life, if you've got to explain the punchline, the joke don't work. But in the gift that keeps on giving, you can always rely on the Fourth Estate to prove that media hypocrisy, sanctimony, and total irony deficiency is a look that never goes out of style. First, Dom Post Hackett Tom Fitzsimmons could have chosen a slightly more credible fashionista to take exception than Denise Lestrange Corbett, whose own label, World, was in the firing line 2 years back for selling a kid's tee with the charming legend, future porn star. Then Zambezi founder Liz Findlay chimed in with, I feel that this is in bad taste. Now whatever I think about their clothes, both Lestrange Corbett and Findlay deserve respect for building successful and long-term careers in a notoriously fickle industry. But what I find truly tasteless is that neither woman could fit into any of the outfits they send down the catwalk, and their publicity material is full of sullen, emaciated models, where the men inevitably have bigger tits than the woman, and any kind of body mass is a career-threatening disability. The next time media outlets want to pontificate about Mr. Vintage, quote-unquote, profiting from a high-profile murder trial, while quoting fashionistas at the stinky end of a moral high horse, they should look in a mirror. These emperors have no couture.